Hey everybody, welcome to a special edition of Pod on You Loons. This is Justin.
Hey, Pod on You Loons, Sam.
Pod on You Loons, this is James.
Pod on You Loons, this is Doomsday.
And since it is a special episode, right, we're going to do our World Cup picks. We brought on two guests, making what I believe is her podcast debut, fellow Farmington High School alum, so went to high school with Justin. As well as when
shout out class 06.
Woo!
And I always talk about you as a Farmington High School alum, but you're also an UW Eau Claire alum, which is where I met you. Emma, how are you doing?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Doing good. Doing good. Thank you for being here. Now, question, Emma.
Uh-oh.
All right, we were just talking about this on the most recent episode, which you have not heard yet. Did you vote for Justin for prom king in 2006?
I'm pretty confident I did.
Okay.
I figured the answer is yes.
I'm pretty confident. Like, it's not even making it up. I'm pretty confident that I did.
Did you win, Justin? Were you prom king?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Okay. Oh, I got to dig up a yearbook because I know I haven't been. <been.
laughs> Yes.
I was there with a group.
It was so funny. People came up to me afterwards and they were like, man, I'm so glad you won prom king. Like, I'm glad it wasn't, you know, like one of those football players or something like that.
And you are a football player.
Yeah. Like, I was like, yeah.
And like, yeah, those guys are the worst.
I play football. It was great.
So he's not just a stat daddy. He's also a king.
Yep.
Yep.
I don't know where the crown is. I think I threw that away years ago, but. Yeah, there is photographic evidence.
Sounds good, King Daddy.
We got one more guest today. You probably know him as the guy that waves the giant flag in the Wonderwall. Chad, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing good. We're doing good. This is the second episode we've recorded today, so we're
fair enough.
We're having fun. I got a beer for this one though, so extra fun. Now, Chad, you know, and I'll let the others take it away, but we got a lot of questions for you. So let's just kind of start. What is the origin of the giant 10-foot by 10-foot flag?
So yes, I'm the idiot that waves that and blocks your view since 2018. So I'm that guy. You're welcome. So it started, we played Atlanta United in April of 2018. It was like super cold, like -2 degrees. And then I asked my good friend, Nicholas, he's used to be the like president of True North Elite. And I asked him for a flag and he gave me that one. And I wanted a little flag. And I was like, well, I guess I'm stuck with this. And then it kind of throughout the year, I kept waving the big flag and it kind of just stuck. So I've been doing it ever since.
I mean, it's kind of your thing now. I think you got to keep it going.
Kind of is. Yeah. Yeah. Gets tough in the summertime though, that's for sure, when it's like 100 degrees outside and you're like drinking water every like 30 seconds. But I have it down. I can drink water and wave the flag at the same time. So
now, one time you did let me wave the flag.
Yes, and I was not ready for you because you snuck up on me.
Sure. I'm awkward that way. That's
fair. Me too.
That's just what I do. But maybe you were just trying to flatter me, so be honest. But you said I did better than most, right?
Yeah. It is a tricky thing to do. I do hand it off to people who want to wave it at like half times or before the game.
Sure.
All the time. If somebody wants to wave it, they can wave it. It's pretty. Look, I say it's pretty easy, but again, I've been doing it for like 6 years. plus a skipped year because I didn't wave it in 2020. So,
sure.
So about 5 years. Yeah, now, you did pretty good.
It's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone almost dropped it? Like, because you wouldn't necessarily think that it's such an arm workout to wave this giant flag. Has anyone almost dropped it?
No, but it's almost dropped on a few times when I'll like tie it down because I'll take like 2 to 3. I'll have like 3 to 4 scarves with me because I have to have like 2 that I like tie myself in so people don't encroach. And then once they encroach, you can't really wave the flag. So, and then, yeah, then usually I'll have like one or two other scarves that I'll take and just tie it to the railings. And every once in a while, depending on if it's windy, it might just knock it over. So It has fallen over a few times.
All right. Well, I don't want to ask Chad all the questions. I mean, what do you want to know?
I mean, the first question I have is that a cat on your desk?
Which one, right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a cat. That's a cat.
Oh, nice. Right there. Extra little podcaster.
in her little chair.
Asking him stuff about the hydration stuff and like if he has a runner to go fill up the water bottles.
I do sometimes. I'll go because it's just nice to get out of the heat and join the heat of the crowd, I guess, like in the tunnels at halftime. So sometimes I'll leave. So sometimes I'll have somebody else go give me some water. I do have a nice little fan that like squirts water on you, and I'll use that when it gets hot out. So,
wow, he has his own fan that just is volunteering to squirt water at him.
That's no, awesome. like an you actual fan,
like a spray bottle, like
yeah.
Oh, I was thinking like the Emperor's New Groove, like
he's just yeah. Just, as I go, they fan me.
You've ruined the flag groove.
So well, Sam, this episode is going to be called World Cup Fun with Flags, right?
Fun with flags.
Chad, I have a question.
Yes.
Are there different like names for motions that you do? Like, flag waving form?
I mean, all I do is just figure eights. Like, I just you go one way and then you fold it back on itself. So you just do like you move it back and forth. I like doing figure eights all game until it gets windy, and then you gotta like force it back one way and then let it go back which way the wind's going, and then you gotta force it into the wind because the people behind me in the ADA, they don't like it when I just stand still with the flag. It's like, I'm sorry, I gotta drink some water sometimes. Here.
How pumped are your forearms after?
It's not really the forearms because like the way the bottom of the flag, it like rests like right on my hips. And it's like right in the like the inside of my hips that'll hurt because like all the weight just pushing down on that. But the forearm's not too bad.
In the tradition of soccer, there's there's songs about everything. Why doesn't the flag guy have a song yet?
I don't know. Don't ask me. Don't ask me.
Can hear me?
No, I'm not going to. But I think that our listeners should take that on. We need a flag song for the flag guy.
Yeah. Right, don't ask me. Ask the capos. They get all the love. I just make them look good in their pictures. So,
I mean, I could write a song about his flag to the tune of like, "Hey, there's Delilah again," or something like that.
Yeah,
just no one would sing along to it.
You know, Sam, you got to find your niche.
There you go. That's it.
Yeah, like
that's your in.
Pretending I'm Weird Al is kind of my thing. So. I'm a big fan of doing that. All right. Any other questions for Chad before we move on? Oh, sorry. I just have one more. Like, I remember several years ago, and this was probably before I even met you. I remember on occasion people would complain about the big flag. And then for every one person that complains about the big flag, you'd have like 50 people being like, if you don't like the flag, just don't sit behind the flag. It's not that hard. Has that kind of calmed down as more people have gone to the game?
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. The people that like the cheap seats that are like right behind the, like, you know how in the Wonderwall they have those like cutouts, like the ADAs, those people hate me. Like, every once in a while you get people that are like fine with it. And then every once in a while you get your a-holes who just swear at you the entire game and stuff like that.
Cause I'm just like, we're how many seasons in the Allianz? How do people just not know if they don't want to be behind the flags? Just don't sit behind.
Yeah, and it's not like it's like posted all over the place that there's songs and flags and smoke in this area. Maybe if you don't want to get hit by the flag or in the flag in the way, you can buy a different seat. But
since it's a general section, you can just climb on up a few rows.
Yeah, it's not my problem. I just do the thing. So I just worry about the flag in the game. So that's all I do.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, because I like you. I like the flag. I think it's cool. I don't sit behind you or stand behind you.
That's fair. You like it's fine until you get to like that ADA section and like slightly above it. And then I think on one of the sides it's pretty bad when you're trying to look at goal. It's in the way. It's like again, not my problem. It's somebody else's problem. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm told to wave the flag and I wave the flag. So I'm not even told to wave the flag. I just wave it.
No, that's awesome, man. Well, thank you for being here. Thank you, Emma, for being here. Emma, do you want us to grill you questions about like tennis or something? You coach tennis. I don't know.
I do coach tennis. And the Rudolph stuff is true.
Yep. Yep. When James didn't know Rudolph, that's like Emma's favorite movie. And yeah. James had never watched it, which I still think is ridiculous. But you had a few people on Twitter defending you for some reason. I don't know why we have these James apologists on Twitter, but like every time
people come to your defense. And then, people vote in my defense. And then you're just shocked. You're like, I can't believe this.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get on with it. Let's get on with it. So this is our fourth World Cup Pick'em game. We're doing it for the Women's 2023 World Cup. Like I said, it's our fourth one. If you listen back, we played this game on episode 116. That was the most recent time we played it. We did it in honor of the 2022 Men's World Cup. We then, prior to that, twice in one summer for episode 60, we did it for the 2020 Women's Olympics. We also did it that summer in episode 54 for the 2020 Men's Euros. Justin has won two of these, but the defending champion, Jacob, he is not with us today. So we will have a new champion emerge from all of this. Our contestants, obviously, the Pot on You Loons regulars. We have Justin, we have James, we have Doomsday, we have myself, and then we have Emma and Chad joining us. The way this works, there are 32 countries in the World Cup, and there are six of us. We are each going to draft five countries sort of snake style. So think your fantasy football draft. We're going to draft these countries snake style. And that draft order will be determined randomly. All right, I just used the list randomizer. And here is what we have with the first overall pick. That would go to James. I will be second. Doomsday is third. Justin is fourth. Emma is fifth and Chad is sixth. So the newbies at the end of the first round, but then they'll get the first picks in the second round, which is usually pretty sweet. So we're going to draft the teams and then those teams are in your portfolio. With your portfolio, you get 3 points for each win during the group stage. You also get 1 point for each draw during the group stage. After the group stage, points are going to multiply every round. So during the round of 16, you'll get 6 points for every win. For the quarterfinals, you'll get 9 points for every win. The semifinals, you'll get 12 points for every win. And if your team wins the final, that is 15 points. Now, I need to add, there are no points for the third place game unless it needs to be used to determine a tiebreaker. So before we get into the draft, just a few questions for all of you. Obviously, the Americans here are cheering for the U.S. Women's National Team. James kind of has an identity crisis, but who are we all cheering for today?
Canada. I want Canada to win. So
I don't want to say anything because I don't want anyone to take the teams that I want. So
that's fair. Somebody's going to pick Canada now.
Yeah, now nobody's going to answer it.
Well, Justin won with Canada during the Olympics. So,
as first overall pick, I would have to say, I obviously want England to win.
USA. James, can I get a USA from you? Can I get a USA chant?
No, absolutely not. I think it's going to be fun for Australia, right? Co-hosts, New Zealand co-hosts as well. So I think that's going to be really great. I did see that they're literally giving away tickets in New Zealand to try and get people to attend games. Not as popular as it is in Australia. Also, just not as many people in New Zealand. So I get that.
Well, and New Zealand's not as, like, Australia is pretty good. They have Sam Kerr and.
Sam Kerr. Yeah.
Yeah.
So New Zealand, not up there in the world's best countries. But yeah, and I think Netherlands as well, right? Like, I think Netherlands is going to have a real good shot.
Cool, cool, cool. All right, let's just get at it. James, do you know who you're picking?
Yep. I am going to start with England.
What?
I do not believe the USA is going to win.
Sam gets the USA twice then? Twice in a row?
Yeah, and how did that go
last time?
Yeah, how did that go last time? Yeah, right.
I forget. In the Olympics, did they get third?
Yeah. If Sam has bad luck, can we just like not let him pick USA and then Justin can pick USA?
Justin wouldn't get USA.
No, Jeremy, thanks.
That should be gone by now.
I mean, Justin has won before, so maybe he's a good luck. No offense, Jeremy.
Jeremy plays for keeps. He's not trying to get the USA to win. Yeah. He wants to win.
Yeah, maybe I'm unlucky, but I can't not pick the USA. If James is going to let me have them, I will take them for the second time in a row. And
let's hope for the curse best. Them. Curse them again.
Yeah, I mean, being in the three slot sucks because it's either I wanted the USA or I wanted to have England so James couldn't have them. So with that said, I'm going to have to go with Spain. I'm going to go with Spain with the number three pick.
Oh, man. That's what, if just full disclosure, Jeremy, if Spain wins, just know that that was going to be my first pick. I'm going to go with Germany.
Kat, I'll let you have Canada. I'll pick, just for kicks and giggles, Japan.
We got a wild card in the draft, folks.
I mean, that's a good pick, though. Japan's pretty decent in the women's team game. I'm just
also
saying.
Like this is decent. Also when you got to start thinking about groups as well, right? Like,
yeah,
who's going to be giving you points?
Yeah. And I already gave it away, so I want Canada for my first pick.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And you get to pick again.
Yes, yes. I got to figure out who I want for the second pick now. Do I want to steal them? We're going to go with Netherlands for my second pick.
Yeah, that's a tough group, man. Like
it's a tough group, but I think they can get it out of the Netherlands, I think they can get out. Yeah, I think they can get the second seed at least.
Yeah, I mean the other two people in Group E are their World Cup debut, so that's
yeah.
Should be pretty simple.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, back to Emma.
Yeah. I'll take France.
I will honor some of my heritage and select Sweden.
Oh, I hate you. Well, I think that, you know, there's an advantage to being the host. So I'm going to take Australia.
Yeah, and I guess that means I'm going to take Brazil.
Well, I think... as I have two picks, it is maybe time to go a little Scandinavian flavor. I'm going to start with Norway.
Erling Haaland's not walking out that door, James.
And I think I'm going to go with Italy.
All right. The next favorite in the odds. Here we have the CBS betting odds at plus 8,000 is Denmark. So I'm going to go with Denmark.
All right. I think that I'm going to go with Korea.
Justin's face.
Which Korea? Which one do you want?
There's only one listed, isn't there?
I would say there's only one Korea in the tournament.
I was just being an ass. Don't worry about it. South Korea.
Hey, obviously. North Korea has been in some tournaments. Like, don't, like.
Was Justin's face like I made a bad pick or that he absolutely
no,
want?
That was, you're sniping my picks. That's okay, though. It's okay, Jeremy. Again.
You guys are just sniping each other. That's what's happening.
Yeah, sometimes it's just, it's that championship mindset we have, Justin.
Okay, so I'm next. I'm going to go with Portugal. Why not? Do it up.
Okay. This is hilarious. I'm going to go with some heritage on this one and go with Ireland.
My next pick, I'm going to go with Colombia for the first one. And Nigeria for the second pick.
Ooh. Outside pick. That is...
We're getting pretty slim on big countries.
Yeah, who's that? Shoot. Okay, I guess I'll go with Switzerland for my next one then.
Are the women the All Blacks as well, James?
No, there's lots of like different names for all their teams.
Isn't the men's soccer team is the All Whites, right?
That's
All
right.
Blacks or rugby.
Yeah.
The football ferns. There you go.
Oh, nice.
That's a great.
Because the logo is a fern, so it's the football ferns.
I hope they do the haka before every match.
I do.
What are you doing, Justin?
I picked New Zealand.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Sorry. I don't have the sheet in front of me. I'm going to go with China. And now the pickings are slim.
So could be kind of fun to cheer for. I'm going to go with Haiti. They are actually the next betting favorite. I don't know a lot about them. I believe I've heard of at least one really good player, but I'm letting her name kind of slip from my mind right now. But I know they have at least one really good player, and they are the next betting favorite. So Haiti it is. My daughter in the background, though, not as big of a fan of that pick.
So the first pick will be Argentina. Also, I'm not sure I trust the CBS betting odds when the 77th ranked team in the world, which is Zambia, has way better odds than most of the teams before it. Something sus going on there. Argentina will be the first one, and then Costa Rica. Yeah, Argentina and Costa Rica.
Are they in the tournament?
Yep. Yeah, same group as Spain, Jeremy, so.
Group C.
Done.
Oh, I wrote down the wrong team.
You have a whole cheat sheet.
I have my own cheat sheet. And apparently it doesn't have all the right countries on it.
So good. It doesn't even have everyone on there.
Yeah. I put Croatia for some reason instead of Costa Rica. All right.
I thought Cool Runnings was a pretty good movie. I'm going to go with Jamaica.
I hate you.
Oh,
I
love it.
I hate you too. And I was thinking the exact same thing because of Cool Runnings. Sam, this is why they always put us next to each other. That is like the telepathy.
That was the last team worth having. I think because it might be the weakest group, I might be able to sneak out a win. I'm going to take the Philippines.
Yeah, that is not a strong group.
All right. I have no idea how good they are, but they're making their World Cup debut after being the runners-up at the Africa Cup of Nations. Yeah. I'm going to take a chance on the team that was my Cinderella story in the World Cup. We're going to see what the Morocco women, we're going to see what they have in store for this tournament.
Yeah, it was crazy that you didn't win the World Cup, actually, when you had Morocco run so deep as well.
I didn't have Argentina.
that's fair.
That'll do it.
Yeah, that's the one.
I guess I'll go with South Africa on this one.
Dang it. I was going to go with the Bongi vibes, but apparently not.
I guess I'm going to ask this question to the resident history teachers in here. Of the teams left, have we destabilized all these governments? Or not Zambia, right? We haven't messed up Zambia's government, but everybody else.
Well, you know what? That's Ben's problem, because Ben gets the two teams that are left over. So.
All right. Okay.
Vietnam, Panama, or Zambia?
Yeah, it's a choice.
Take the Vietnam, one you didn't want earlier. Just kidding. Do whatever you want.
I mean, I have a team in that group, so like I can't really have that one. Let's see.
Is it probably Panama, maybe? Because they're in, they could knock out Jamaica?
Zambia is 25,000. In the odds.
I mean, look at the odds.
Did Sam maybe forget a zero though? I think that
I don't think Sam ever got a zero. You know what? We're going with Zambia. You know, go with the vibes. The vibes are at Zambia.
The vibe says right. that they have as good a chance as Switzerland, who are ranked 20th, so, and they're ranked 77.
Ben is left with the American destabilizers. Yeah, nice.
Yep, Vietnam and Panama for Ben. Good luck, Ben.
Yeah, Ben wanted to play. Ben played the last time we did this. He wanted to play again, but wasn't able to make it tonight. So just as we gave Doomsday the leftovers last time, we'll give Ben the leftovers. So he gets Vietnam and Panama. Good luck. Well, guys, how are we feeling? Did the draft board go the way you wanted it?
Nope, but should be interesting either way.
We'll go with sure.
I'm pretty good with this, actually. Like,
I made Justin mad. Plus, I have Australia, so if they do well, that hurts James. I did want Jamaica, though. So, screw you, Sam.
I feel pretty good about my choices, actually. I have, like, two teams that should top the group, according to this. I have, hopefully, Italy, who can knock off Sweden and ruin Justin's day. In fact, I have Argentina, who I hope can also knock off Sweden and ruin Justin's day. And then Costa Rica.
I mean, it's just anybody but Justin, right? I mean, that's 5-on-1. Yeah. That's all we care about. So
pretty much.
And look, I let Sam choose the USA and doom the USA. So you know, I think I won. Yeah. I think I won.
You're just helping everybody out.
So we can all agree that if the USA doesn't win this tournament, that Sam can't pick them in any further or future drafts.
Sam out.
That's Sam out.
That's the rules. It's the rules.
Put that in the Twitter poll.
Yep.
Let's at least see how they do, right? Before we start talking about Sam out. Let's at least see how they do. Hey, and just to prove that I didn't miss a zero when I put in the odds for Zambia, I put the link in there. Zambia plus 25,000. Hey, so they're not plus 250,000, plus 25,000. Right. The least favorites, according to the odds of CBS Sports, would be Vietnam, Panama, and Philippines, all with plus 100,000. So if either of those were to make a run, they would definitely be the Cinderellas. But yeah.
Kind of channeling the March Madness vibes or whatever and hoping there's some underdog stories out of this one.
Yeah. I mean, Canada's a good team, but with the Olympics, Justin's just like, hey, I'll take America's hat. Why not? And worked out really well for him.
The interesting thing as well is like how the odds have changed on the website versus what you have in the spreadsheet as well. So like Germany is now less than Spain, so a better chance to win. And England got shorter as well.
I'm also curious with the US, I mean, knowing that some of the players are retiring after this one and how much some unknown motivation on different players and different teams might play a factor. And if they come in hungrier than they maybe were in previous games or, you know, people take them for granted, underestimate them or kind of think, oh, they're too old or whatever, and see how they actually show up on the field during the games.
And everybody's getting up at 2 a.m. to watch New Zealand, right? That's the first match.
Yeah.
We'll be eating breakfast for that one.
Thank God. Thank God. Good times. Finally.
Oh, yeah, James is the only one. Crap. James is the only one who's going to get to watch this one. But
yeah, welcome to the 2 a.m. life, people. Welcome.
Most of the USA group stage games are at 8 p.m., which does that mean? Yeah. What time is that in the morning then? In Australia.
8 p.m. Australia or New Zealand?
No, 8 p.m. Central, excuse me.
No, that's what
it's like middle of the day. I think it's like a noon game, I think.
This will be like when I watched the Australian like Open tennis tournament.
Yeah. Well, wow, it was pretty close. That was just a guess.
Yeah, so it's 11 in like Canberra. So it'll be like
how many time zones does Australia have?
Four?
Is it just four?
Yeah.
And then is New Zealand just one over?
It might even be two over. I think it's one over there. Yeah, it's really like it's proper weird because in daylight savings you also only have Sydney and Melbourne that have daylight savings, but Brisbane doesn't. So like along the same line, two cities shift. And then Adelaide also has daylight savings. So even though it's in the middle of Australia, it goes to half an hour after Brisbane. Just
what? That is weird. And you guys like wash your toilet seats the wrong way. Like why are you guys so weird down there?
What else are we going to do?
They have to flush them the other way because they have snakes in their toilets.
Yeah, come on.
What do you like? Press the button up? What's the other way? I'm just kidding.
No, like you flush it and the water goes down the wrong way.
I mean, the whole toilet's just upside down, actually. That's
yeah. They have to aim for the ceiling, so that's how it works. Yeah. I mean, they're all upside down there anyway, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, why do you think my webcam, I actually have to put a filter on so I look normal to you guys, otherwise.
Oh, this might be the most American conversation that's ever happened.
Well, no one's commented about the knife yet, so we're not fully there.
That's all knife. I do need to just make fun of James one more time. Like I remember when the host cities for the upcoming Men's World Cup that's going to be hosted in North America between the US, Canada, and Mexico. And he saw that Washington, D.C. wasn't one of the host cities. And he's like, what kind of country hosts a World Cup and doesn't give a game to its capital city? And at that time, we already knew where in Australia these games were going to be held. And we knew that Canberra wasn't one of the cities.
It was like, yep, not going to be in Canberra. No, I mean, even for me, like some of these games are a bit rough. Like Nigeria, Canada is 4:30 in the morning for me. So like not all of them are good times for me either. Like USA, Vietnam is 3 a.m. Like that must mean it's not a good time for you guys. That's like now.
Yeah, it's like 8 p.m. Yeah, it's like right now. Sam.
Yeah, I think a lot of the U.S. games are on at night, so
yeah, it same with be Netherlands.
Watchable.
Oh, that's gonna suck. Like that Friday, like no one's doing any work because everyone's gonna get up at 3 a.m. to watch Netherlands USA.
I would say as long as it doesn't interfere too much with work, because when they're during the day and you're, you know, obviously watching soccer with the phone by the desk.
Three screens.
I have never done that before in my life at any form jobs I've worked at.
Me neither.
I've never done that. I definitely didn't have the last World Cup like one screen with two games on it at once or anything. No,
yeah,
never done that before. Never done that before. I don't know what you're talking about, Mr. Man.
Well, some people are on summer break right now, and they don't have to worry about that. So.
Must be.
Yeah. Nice. Although, which is good because the last USA game is 2 a.m. your time.
Ball.
Tuesday, the 1st of August. Yep.
I still have kids, and kids make 2 a.m. very difficult, whether it's summer break or not.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be exciting. Most of the games are going to be watchable for most people, at least, depending on how late you want to stay up.
Or early you want to wake up.
Or early, yeah.
All right. Well, anything else we want to add, or should we peace out and pot on you loons?
Let the games begin, huh?
Yeah.
There we go. And I'll put out a Twitter poll so people can weigh in on who had the best draft.
And if Sam is cursed. Yeah.
You can also do one for who has the worst draft, too.
No, we won't do that.
Yeah.
We won't do that. All right, everybody. Peace out and pot on you loons.
Peace out.
Pot on you loons.
Pot on you loons. Peace out. Pot on you loons.
Thank you, Chad and Emma.